WYPR podcasts are made possible by Liberty Delight Farms. In your backyard, Reisterstown, the meat market at Liberty Delight Farms is now open, offering a variety of farm-raised, locally made meats, pies, veggies, coffee, and honey. Get to know them at libertydelightfarms.com. Fresh meats, raised right.
Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. The other evening, as I came in from walking my dog, I was eager to put the damp and chill behind me and tuck into something that would warm the old belly. Now, as luck would have it, Vicky had just whipped up a big pot of turkey chili, so all was right with the world. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, we have reason to believe that every household across America has its own approach to making chili.
Oh, yes, Al. I'm quite sure that if we get 20 people in the room, there'll be 28 chili recipes.
Easily. Yeah, how do you do it?
Well, you know, I mean, I like to go to the origin. Texas is where chili was invented. It's already been declared the state food. And quite frankly, down there, they believe it's a very simple dish. It's the way they make Texas Red, which is sort of the original chili, is just beef, paprika, cumin, oregano, dried chilies, you know, sweet and hot, then a little bit of beef stock, and that's it. I mean, they do not believe that there is anything else in chili but that, okay? You know, anywhere else you go, people, they put beans in it, they put all sorts of things in it. You know, one of the food critics who was writing a great article about chili said, you know, if you put beans in it, you're going to need to find another name for your spiced vegetable stew. You know, that's how adamant they about it down there. But, you know, I think that, and I'm not that militant about what you can put in your chili. I kind of believe, you know, unlike, I know Vicky made turkey chili, I'm a big fan of not putting anything with feathers or fins in my chili. But, you know, everybody has their own approach. And I think that they all work. I mean, they are, it's just all very much sort of a stew. I mean, I think one of the main ingredients, though, are these dried chilies that you should be using. I mean, obviously, you're going to be adding paprika, too, which is ground dried chilies. But the texture of, and again, you can find whichever ones you want, which is what's nice is that there are many, many, many of them out for sale these days, all different varieties, all different heat levels. But hydrating them in some warm water and then just chopping them and throwing them in, I think, is an important addition to chili. It's one of these things that's sort of a slow cook thing. But what that does is it also lends itself to being prepared in the pressure cooker or the Instapot. Yeah, you can knock out a really good chili in 40 minutes in a pressure cooker that would normally take you hours, you know, slow cooking it on the stove.
Right. Now, Jerry, what cut of beef do you like to use?
So again, since this is a slow cooking thing, we're going to go with some of the more less tender cuts, whether it's short rib, chuck. You can even use eye round. Again, though, if you're in a rush, you can use tenderloin.
Obviously, that'll get you a pretty nice, delicious chili pretty quickly. I think that the big thing, though, is to get it to a nice spice level. I don't like chili that doesn't have any spice. I need something in there, some hot chilies. And then, of course, some sour cream on top, a little bit of cornbread, some pickled jalapeno peppers, and I think you're good to go.
Oh, that really sounds good. And all this got started over the Cowboys campfire, I guess.
That's right. It was definitely a dish that they were able to make out on the range quickly.
Well, Jerry, we're going to put the recipe on our website so people can try it at home. It sounds great. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.